Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust. Our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us today. So, Miss Jolene, hope you're having fun out there. We're going to get started with our birthdays. I've got several birthdays. Julie Clark, happy birthday to you. Karen Hensley Gilbert, happy birthday to you. Maxine Goble, happy birthday, Miss Maxine. John and Charlie Phillips. Happy birthday. I think it's Charlie's birthday instead of John's. Miss Charlie. Lee Farrell, happy birthday to you. Jana Stevens, happy birthday also to you. Sergo Ajita, happy birthday to you. Gary Carson, happy birthday. Kelly Van DeMark, happy birthday to you, Miss Kelly. And that is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. The weather, it is a beautiful, sunny 65 degrees. I mean, damn. Can you all believe that? I think I heard somebody say it's going to be like even on Friday up in the 50s or 60s, but then Saturday is supposed to get cooler and maybe some snow on Sunday. So we'll just have to see. I want to thank the guests over there listening into the chat box and a big shout out to the Herd Mentality. We appreciate you, the Herd Mentality. Glad to see you up on there. I had something to play, but I can't actually damn find it. Let's see if I can find it. Some friends of mine wanted me to share it. Let's see. The Young Jerks is a radio station out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. I don't know how long this is, but we'll listen to some of it. What's it about? Higher tax. It's something about politics. Let's see if we can hear it.
Hello.
Oops.
We're live. We're live today on the Young Jerks because of a series of news stories. Basically, my next story that I've been working since the election, actually since before the election, because I knew what was going to happen. I didn't know the results like I hoped to. When we did the polling, I was off quite a bit, but my editor and myself were both right on that these hacks would continue the campaign against us after we won. Shirley Leung from the Boston Globe is back at it. She wants to basically repeal our initiative and change it and make new laws. One of the laws she wants to pass is to take away our homegirl rights. She also wants to raise the tax, to double the tax. My camera's falling over because I can't even deal with it. Yeah, see, I knew this was going to happen. I'm going to have to fix this. All right. You're going to have to get a different. There you go. Maybe. Is that good, people? They can't handle Shirley Leung. Yeah. So that, I mean, it just not Shirley, too. It's the elected officials. Deborah Goldberg, the treasurer who's going to oversee this whole program, already wants more revenue and says we have to get rid of homegirls. She's pushing for it. The Speaker of the House, this is really, beyond the Speaker of the House, the leader of the Senate, actually, when I want to really get to Mr. Rosenberg. He also says the same stuff. I mean, he's basically saying the same thing. Big supporter of legalization, sort of. this guy, it's like with friends like these, who needs enemies? One thing I want to say about Shirley Long's story, if you saw her in the Globe, she wants to totally change the law. She's basically a talking piece for the elitists, the politicians of Massachusetts who all opposed legalization, for the industries that opposed it. She's basically a mouthpiece for them. It's like propaganda. The elitist mouthpiece comes out after she loses again, just like she lost with the Olympics, just like she lost with marijuana. Now she wants to come and change the law because they don't have the votes, so they want to try to do it through the elitist way. Without even letting our initiative take place. This is outrageous. This is the first round, basically, of legalization. We saw Colorado and Washington, and, Colorado, again, supported it with another vote this time, again, to continue their program. And one of the things they've talked about is how much revenue they've gotten, and they want to lower the taxes because the tax is too high. That's the reality. So that's what Shirley Lung is not telling you. The tax rate is perfect, I believe, actually, in Massachusetts. I think we're going to have a boom. I think we're going to create so much more revenue than the little projection that we have. We're going to beat that projection, just like they did in Colorado. They beat the tax projections. Shirley Lung's way is what they did with the casinos, where they – I'm glad Shirley pointed that out, how high the tax is on slots in casinos in Massachusetts. And one of the reasons why they're below projections, the tax is too high. Tax is too goddamn high. Because the truth of it is, you can go to Connecticut, you can go to places that have a higher payout and less tax on the casino. So the casino is more generous with those drinks, with just all the extras and the payouts, especially. So that's why the casinos in Mass and the slots in Mass aren't doing that well. Tax is too high. So Shirley, when you throw that info back at me at Twitter, I'd much appreciate it because it proves our point. The tax, you want the tax so high so the industry still stays underground. That's what you want. You want to outlaw what it would be legal, which would be 6 to 12 plants in a household, which is perfect. It keeps it small, and it creates innovation. It gives back to the working class community who suffered so much under prohibition. If they want to have 6 to 12 plants, that's no problem. What's the issue? Seriously, why do you want to arrest people for 6 to 12 plants? Why do you want to spend our money on stupid things, Shirley? You never answer that question. You come on with this ridiculous top five things we need to do to change this bad law. It's not a bad law. You're a bad journalist. You're a bad commentator. You're a bad business person. You don't know business. We need to keep the tax right here, see what happens, implement the law. Yeah, I'm going to read some comments now. Mike Parent, she's not a reporter. She's a prohibitionist propagandist. So true. There's some facts. I love our audience is more educated than the people that work at the Globe. One thing I want to say, too, is people – I keep getting all these these emails and letters in the mail and pop-up ads asking me to subscribe to the Boston Globe, which I, as a youngster and not my family, we did that. And I think I even did it in college, actually, for some of my time at least. But I would not do that today because of propaganda like this that they run against the people's initiative and just treat it like, yeah, that this is the truth. This is Shirley Lung, our business editor. Bad business. I would not subscribe to them. I would suggest people, disengage their cookies or whatever you do, clear your browser so you can get around their paywall. And I would take that money. If you're given 10 bucks a month or whatever it is, 20 bucks, 30, whatever, I don't even know what they're charging. I just throw out the mail when they send me their request. It's a joke. But you should take that money and give it to us. Give it to the Young Jerks. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/theyoungjerks. Support us instead. We're telling the real news. But we're going to be talking about this week. What's really exciting for me is I write stories, and the stories sometimes don't quite pan out when you follow them up. You don't quite have what you want, and sometimes you just have to wait. And I kind of knew that. Like, my editors are all, not my editor really, but like the publications, they want something immediately, which I don't blame them. I think that's the smart publications. That's the way you should, hit when the frying pan's hot. But that's not really the way I operate these days. I kind of want to spend some time on a piece and really develop it and make sure it's a big hit wherever it goes. So I've been working on this, and I just want to thank Deb Goldberg, Mr. Rosenberg, Senator Rosenberg, and I want to thank, of course, from the Boston Globe, Miss Lung, Mrs. Lung. I'm not sure if it's Mrs. or Miss, but Lung, I want to thank her, too, at Lung, because it's just like I got a story here. Thank you. Good stuff you're giving us. So I want to ask you, where do you want to see the story? Because this is my next story. It's going to be about these prohibitionist hacks in the media, of course, and up at Beacon Hill, and what should be done and what not should be done. And what should be done is we should follow what people voted for, and we should try to implement that.
All right. That's the Young Turks out of Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula.
Hey, I've been outside raking. Beautiful here.
Well, actually, the herd mentality says it's 73 and sunny in Missouri. Ain't that beautiful? What is your weather, Paula?
75 and sunny here.
Oh, wow. Paula, you beat everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you happen to have any birthdays?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, and I don't remember.
Paula said that was a long time ago and she doesn't remember.
And it hurts my eyes so bad to sit on Facebook that, you know, to try to read anything, it just really sucks, you know.
Prayers and thoughts and good vibes goes out to the two people that was there was an explosion in the boiler room at one of the schools in Jackson County earlier today. One of the men was critically injured. They had to fly him out. The other one's in pretty serious condition, too. I guess they're burned up pretty bad where the boiler exploded. And things while they were in there. So I do what, Paula?
Was it Kentucky?
Yeah, that is in Kentucky. And prayers and good vibes goes to the, there were six or seven car pileup a while ago on the parkway due to the smoke. And I thought the smoke, and I got to looking at some of my family and some of my people's pictures. Oh, my God, the smoke is unreal. I mean, even though the sun is shining, it is still so smoky in certain places where, because of the forest fires, that you can't actually see your hand in front of your face. So please be careful out there. I mean, like I say, there was a six or seven car pileup. Even a tow truck was involved in the wreck earlier. So everybody be really careful. And prayers and good vibes and thoughts go to the people that's having breathing issues because of that. Having some breathing problems.
And people still don't want to slow down. You know what I'm saying? Like when it's foggy. People still don't
want to
slow down or turn their fucking lights on.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the smoke is so bad, it's worse than fog to me. I mean, man, it's bad.
Right, because then, you know, you can't breathe it either. That sucks. That part sucks, too.
I think I'd seen there a few minutes ago that Mitch McConnell gets to keep his position. I thought, well, fuck, I thought we was going to drain the swamp. I thought he said he was going to drain the swamp.
I mean,
I want Mitch McConnell gone. Yeah, I just seen a little bit of it where I guess he's appointed like the top dog over the thing. And like, are you serious? You know, we know he's the biggest damn crook that ever lived. Come on now.
Well, I didn't think Trump was the one that got to pick that anyway, so I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea, Paula, who gets to pick that.
Right.
I just, you know, hell, I just don't like seeing Mitch McConnell in there. I mean, the number, I mean, you know.
I found my Mitch yard sign.
Yeah, you know, I think that. I think that was one of his sayings was drain the swamp, and I think that I thought it meant that that was, from my understanding, of corruption. Well, hell, Mitch McConnell is the number one bird, you know.
Yeah, but this could be assumptions made by all these people. I'm still going to pray that God will intervene into Trump, and he will be a great leader. And I'm not going to listen to all the other, you know, I'm just not. It is what it is. And it could be just assumptions, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, well, I'm just glad.
God's going to come to him, and he's going to do an awesome job and surprise the hell out of everybody and rake my leaves and smoke my weed on my little neck of the woods.
Well, I had seen, actually, it was the Young Turks, the people that we were just listening to. I had seen a thing there a while ago that they were talking about on their, the Young Jerks, I'm sorry, the Young Jerks is their name. I'm calling them Turks, and it's the Young Jerks. Sorry about that, guys. They're up there in Massachusetts. And their thing was is that the Trump election is already being blocked. It's already being blocked, used to block marijuana legalization in Maine.
Yeah, I don't believe all that. You know, I just don't see how. You know what I'm saying?
They say that if he don't clear the way for recreational use of the drug in Maine, then they have no choice except to put into play a referendum endorsing it. I thought Maine was one of the states that just had a bill.
I don't know. No, that was Massachusetts, I thought. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not really keeping up with it.
Well,
I know we're at a tipping point, and when that tipping point happens, then I think it will become legal nationwide.
Well, I'm like you. I think we're right on the tipping point too. I mean, with 8 states that just please remember to try to find out, Paula, about us becoming a ballot initiative. We need to really try to figure that out for Kentucky.
Right. Gary's back, spoke all his time on researching the medical cannabis, for Kentucky, the bill, and reading that new proposition that California did. He's digesting that to see what good in it could be used in ours,
The new bill out there in California from, we'll have to get Roger Southland back on here. It was my understanding that was a bad hurt for California, wouldn't it?
But he's still reading it, because even though it could be a bad bill, totally, it could still have some good points that would be useful in our bill, is why they're doing it.
Oh.
And we got a senator that, Westing, that they researched this, a new senator, so that's good too. But I'm not going to mention his name, but we do have a new senator that's interested in the cannabis issue.
That's great.
And I don't know if he's a Democrat or a Republican. I don't fucking care, you know what I'm saying? Shit. And he's already blaming the Republicans for me not getting medical cannabis. What the fuck, Will Corsi? How retarded is that? You know what I'm saying? He's just not happy that Al Simbo lost.
I would ask him, what has he done to step up to the plate to help the patient?
Well, his reply to me was, what did I help you? Why should I help you? You said mean things about me. Well, all I said was the truth, Willie. You did go behind me and pick up Dave Watson's trifolds, and Mike Miller wasn't real happy with you because he told me himself, I didn't spread no hearsay shit like all that sex scandals in Frankfurt and the banking and all that. I just told what I did. How come I can't like him no more,
Got a little butthurt over the truth, didn't he, Paula?
I guess, bless his heart. And most of the people just voted for him because they're fucking Democrats and because they're kin to him or kin to the wife or some shit, you know?
All right, one more chance. 5 o'clock somewhere at base 420 here by Don Miller out of Doyletown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, Paula.
I'm getting there to my pot, man. I lost track of time. Fuck. All right.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 420 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. Toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 420 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress or learn to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 420 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
That is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Doyletown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Thank
just
you, folks.
A truck on my road. I guess you heard it.
You just had a what, honey?
I had a big truck go by. I didn't know if you heard it or not.
I heard something, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it was a big, badass redneck truck.
Big. A big badass redneck truck, Paula says.
But he goes slow. I respect that, but he's just loud as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But that's
okay. Wow. Oh, my. Let's see events.
A beautiful day today. And that was beautiful last night again, too.
I didn't look at it last night. I should have looked at it last night. The Chuck Porter Comedy, the end, November the 19th, Saturday from 8 to 10 at Cresso Theater in Bardstown, Kentucky. DJ Hootie Who, show episode number 3, and Toy Drive is going on November the 26th and November the 27th from 9 to 2 a.m. at the U.S. Lounge. At 9302 Blue Lick Road in Louisville, Kentucky. Blackie White's 70th birthday party, December the 7th at the Manchester Music Hall. $10 tickets, 7 bands in 7 hours. And then let's see. I don't know how that got. I won't say that one. And that's all I see. That's all I see on the things of events. Is there anything going on in your area, Paula?
No, I don't think so. I don't have anything on my account, but I'm retired back for now.
Absolutely, Paul.
I go to the hotel on Wednesday night and drink coffee with Benita, and we talk about cannabis or whatever, you know. Will Corsi. Probably talk about Will Corsi a lot tonight.
Today makes 798 episodes. 798 episodes and 139 episodes of the Blackie White Medicine Show. So,
you go,
basically,
girl.
Every day. All right, folks, I got some stuff to do. I want to thank the Herd Mentality out there for being with us today in the chat box. Thank our guest listener over there in the chat box. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. Love you, people. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Bye-bye, everybody.
I love you. Have a good day.
Love you. A little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.